right. 8:33, as we've been promising all morning long in the last few weeks. Compliments of Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank, the third Friday of every month, bringing you a conversation with local businesses. And today we head to North Haven. We're going to talk with Eric. Eric, of course, is the owner of Eric's Auto Body, which is located where, Eric?
We are at 82 Business Park Road in North Haverhill.
All right, so you've got kind of a view of the airport in that vicinity?
Yeah, it's really nice, actually, and the kids love it.
I'll bet they do. All right. So you went to your new location. You've been in North Haverhill, though, for how many years?
Oh, we've been here for almost 6 years in this new location since last July, so just over almost a year and a half now.
Yeah, it's nice, too. If anybody hasn't driven by in a while, you put together a nice complex there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We do get lots of compliments on our facility, so we're happy that it came out the way it did.
Yeah, so to prepare myself a little bit for a conversation today, I did check out your Facebook page yesterday.
Sure.
And some great pictures on there. You got a Jeep that you are redoing. It looks like a tractor.
Oh, sure.
A lot of great things. Kind of give us an update as to some of the things you have been doing since you got in your new location.
Sure.
Eric.
So, most of our work is designed around collision. Obviously, it's not always there, so we're always trying to go out for other things and tractors and big trucks and trailers and equipment is kind of, we want to be able to offer those things to the people of our public. And, I think with the photos, what you've seen, it kind of breaks up. We don't just do cars. We do whatever needs fixing, basically.
Sure. Do you work with dealerships in case they have?
Oh, absolutely. Wells River Chevrolet. I hear them plug us a lot. So we'll put a big shout out to them. We do a lot with Wells River Chevrolet. We do bed liners for them, scratches, dings, dents. We work very well with them. They take care of us as much as we take care of them. So,
mm-hmm. And insurance?
Insurance is any company out there. There's a lot of companies that have been around our area that we know very well. There's a few out there that, hey, we haven't heard of this before, but we work with them every single day. So.
Sure. Now, you have a new mobile dustless sandblasting.
Yeah.
What's that?
If anybody needs some sandblasting of any sort, this machine is super versatile. We can do wet, we can do dry. It's mobile. It's an awesome machine. We can do cars, we can do equipment, we can do pretty much anything out there that needs some sort of sandblasting, either rust or just paint stripping. And it's quite a machine. If anybody checks it out, dustlessblasting.com is who we got it from. They're from Texas. Very nice machine.
Yeah, I know sometimes size matters. With your location right there in North Haverhill, I'm sure you can handle any big rig.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We've done a number of dump bodies, some big truck chassis. Dead River, we do a lot of their frames, wheels, bumpers, things like that. It makes it go faster, saving everybody time and money, and that's the key.
Okay, so it doesn't matter how small the project is, a small tractor all the way up to heavy equipment.
Oh,
you've been
not.
Getting more into heavy equipment, we heard, Eric.
Yes, we're trying to put it out there that we are able to accommodate pretty much whatever. Whatever can fit through our doors, we'll work on. So.
Sure. You've been in North Haverhill, you said, what, 6 years?
About 6 years, yes.
Okay, new location just over a year.
Yep.
Okay. In regard to vehicles you worked on years ago versus the new vehicles, what's the difference with, frames and unibodies and all that stuff we talked about?
Yeah, I mean, we were just having this conversation the other day with me and my techs. We brought an older truck in, and one of the young guys is like, man, this was really easy to work on. I said, well, you've been kind of thrown into the newer stuff where everything has its place. Everything has to come apart a certain way and go back together a certain way. With the older vehicles, they were a little easier to work on. Things weren't hidden. Everything was right out of sight. So it has changed. It's been amazing.
Yeah.
I've been doing this since I was about 17. I'm 38 now, and it is unbelievable change.
Really?
Sure.
All right, Eric's with us. Eric White, owner of Eric's Auto Body, which is in the Industrial Park in North Haverhill. You also do campers.
Yep. We've done several things from just broken fiberglass to window repair. But pretty much can handle anything on the RV side, not much mechanical, but anything with your, you know, tow behind or fifth wheel, we can make it happen.
Sure. So, all right. Yeah. You know, when we talk about auto body, we think of, you know, a vehicle.
And, absolutely.
You know, but you can do, like you said, a tractor, small garden tractor.
Yeah, we could do all the way up through. I have a John Deere, old John Deere here right now. We've done, on my Facebook page, Mr. Nick McClure in South Reigate, we've done a couple of tractors for him. It's pretty cool doing those projects.
All right. So, you know, a lot of our listeners might be, they know maybe a Farmall Cub. That seems to be a popular tractor. Yep. If you had one that was kind of in bad shape, how long would it take to get it back so it looked really good?
It doesn't take too long. Just it depends on, your steel, the hoods, the fenders, how much work we got to do to those. But with this new blasting system we have, it takes no time to strip it to bare metal. We prime it, we paint it. The body of the machine's done, and then it's just a matter of how much time we got to work on the steel. So,
sure.
Not too long.
Yeah, it sounds to me, though, in regards to your business, there's more to it than auto body. You guys have to know the inner workings of a vehicle. You got to take it apart and put it back together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. and we with doing more commercial-type work, we signed up with Valspar through Mike down to Napa.
Mm-hmm.
That new product is called Valspar Industrial Mix. It's a phenomenal commercial paint. It's very, very rugged. Three different applications. It's going to be a good product for it. And it doesn't have to be just commercial. We could use it on anything, but it is made for commercial use.
Yeah, okay. Eric's with us from Eric's Auto Body. Who's part of your team down there anyway, Eric?
So, Dave Champagne used to work in Woodsville with his father-in-law, Dick. Big shout-out to those guys. You know, they closed their doors last year. I really wanted to get Dave in the door way back then, and I was very excited when he came to see us, when he really realized they were closing up. So he's been with us for well over a year. He's been a godsend to us, phenomenal employee. Another young fellow we have is Tyson Spooner. He's been with us. He was with us when he was still in high school. He's actually in the military. He's headed off in February. Phenomenal young man. Does anything and everything that you need him to do. And our recent hire, another young man, Jake Walker. He's just coming into the mechanical world, fresh out of high school, coming leaps and bounds already. So those three fellas and myself and Karen, we make things roll. We get it done, so.
Well, you've got the experience. You said, 20 plus years?
Yes, and David also. David's been doing this since he was 16 years old.
Okay.
And he's got 30 years himself, so. With us two combined, there's not much that we can't figure out or know already. So, it works well to teach those young boys, too. So.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Are you looking for anybody right now?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. We are still, we're looking to expand with another full-time technician. It's a difficult industry. Not a lot of young blood out there really interested in doing this work. So, if anybody's interested, by all means, give us a call. We're willing to teach the right people. We would prefer somebody with tools and things like that, but we won't say no until we can meet. So
sure,
by all means, give us a call.
Well, we're so fortunate to have you take time out of your schedule, Eric, and we all want to thank Wells River Savings, your good neighbor.
Absolutely.
Bank, because each and every month, approximately the third Friday of every month, we're going to be talking with different businesses, and we're fortunate to have you with us. You went through the experience of building a brand new building.
Yes.
Kind of tell us some of the things you went through to get this thing built anyway, Eric.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we were renting in our old location, we didn't want to leave this area. The people here are phenomenal. The atmosphere is awesome. The customers are great. So when we went to look for some place, it was difficult to find some land. We did find over here, obviously, in the industrial park. So we went and met with them, got that all situated, and then I've been a lifelong member, if you would, from Wells River Savings, so that was my first phone call. They made it so easy for us. We had a couple other lenders, Grafton Regional Development. They helped us out, and I can't say enough about the team at Wells River Savings Bank. We need something, they make it happen. So
I hear your phone ringing. That's a good sign.
Yeah, it sure is.
So the building size, that is a big building, Eric.
Yeah, we built the building. We had a couple different ideas. One was going to be an office off of the building, and we kind of scratched that idea. We wanted to keep everything under one roof. So the building size is 60 by 140 with our office and a wash bay taking up the first 40 feet. So the actual workspace is 60 by 100 with 17 foot to the plate and plenty of room to put dump trucks in and stuff like that. So we spent a lot of time making sure we built properly or how it would fit us.
Sure. So how did you plan for the future? What's the future look like for Eric's Auto Body?
The future is whatever happens tomorrow. We want to keep growing and you said before, kind of commit into that commercial heavy truck type collision center down the road. Obviously that doesn't mean we're not going to fix small cars and things like that, but we want to step into that field. So Yeah,
sounds like it's much needed.
It is, and there's a lot of it around here. A lot of shops in years past, you either got to go big, or it's hard to stay little because you stay so busy and you can't keep up. So I've had a lot of conversations with some shop owners over the years. So we said, hey, we got to do this right the first time. So
People that are looking to get some longevity out of their vehicles, there are a few tips and pointers where, we have some nasty weather up here in New England. Anything you could say so that it would help get longevity out of our vehicles?
Absolutely. Keep them clean. Oil undercoating is a great product. New Hampshire oil undercoating, we use quite a bit. The folks over to J&J, we've sent them a ton of customers for oil undercoating. I think that's probably one of the best, protectors of your vehicle to get you through the winter.
Something you should do every year or two?
You should, yeah, absolutely. Your mileage, if you don't put on a lot of miles, maybe once every 2 years, but we'd like to offer it, but it's kind of like oil and water. Oil and paint don't mix, so
that's for sure.
Hard to offer that. We'd love to. We do some stuff, with our corrosion protection. We use a lot of oils and things to help, keep your vehicle as long as you can, but Vermont, New Hampshire winters are tough.
What about computers and the safety of vehicles nowadays, Eric?
Sure, big changes. Lane departures and front end impact sensors, distance sensors. Those are all things that are new to us in the last few years. We have a computer that can help reprogram some of those things. And if it's kind of over our heads, if you would, we got a wonderful partner down on 25. Sean Miller, Oliverian Auto, he can pretty much take care of all our electrical needs too. So great fellows down there.
Wow. Sounds like you're doing a great job, and it's a sophisticated business, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. It's used to be you could bang a fender out, put a little plastic on it, prime and paint it. It's beyond that, but
way different.
We try to keep up. The schooling is kind of difficult in our area. We're kind of out in the middle. There's some ICAR classes that I've taken over the last few months and some classes that I need to keep up with that aren't even available in our area. So it does make it difficult, but some online stuff, and we learn every day. You learn with your hands in this industry. If you take it apart, how it goes back together. So
sure. And we mentioned dealerships, we mentioned insurance. Can just the layperson, if they need something done, stop and get an estimate from you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, every day I've done some flower pots. From flower pots all the way up to some Mercedes that they're brand new off the showroom, so it doesn't matter. We'll take care of it for anybody.
Yeah, that's a good point. As you just said, the flower pots all the way up to an expensive rig, doesn't matter what it is. We'll take a look at it, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Eric. Boy, what are your hours with people if they need to stop by or call you?
We are 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. I am here occasionally on Saturdays. If somebody needs something on a Saturday, they're more than welcome to give me a call. We could set something up to meet on a Saturday. So
sure.
We try to keep the weekends to not work, but how that is. Sometimes 6 days is needed. So
yeah, sometimes it is. Wow, a lot of great information you provided us with today. And final words, then, Eric.
I just gotta say thank you to Wells River Savings Bank and Wells River Chevy, two of our biggest people out there. Mike down to Napa, Mike Olson. He's been a huge part in our business growth. Shout out to him. And, yeah, if anybody needs anything, feel free to give us a call or stop by.
Sure. And Mike, of course, knows North Haverhill like the back of his hand.
Sure he does.
And race cars and growing up down there, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, again, thank you, and we wish you luck in the future. It sounds like you got a great business.
Yeah, thank you very much, Steve. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And compliments of Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. We are going to continue doing that the third Friday of the month, shortly after 8:30. Eric White joining us this morning from Eric's Auto Body, located in the Industrial Park in North Haverhill. A lot of great information he provided us with today. Can't imagine.